Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and hello. Welcome to Commanding Your Life. This is your host, Beverly Fells Jones. I am an author, speaker, and seminar leader for the Silver Method and other techniques. On this show, I talk about how to expand your world of thought, exploring the world of positive thinking, Bible-based law of attraction, and consciousness from many points of view. I intend to share with you information that will enlighten and empower you in your life. I am here to encourage you to think in the positive and show that miracles can happen. I truly believe you have been given the power of the word and thought to create the life that you desire. When we're live on air, give us a call at 347-838-8437. That's 347-838-8437. And when I'm not, just send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. So let's get started with our program. I am truly blessed to be able to come to you with this information.
And I am. This is a glorious day. I tell you, it is it's cold here in Dallas, but it is a glorious day, and, you know, the sun is trying to peek through the clouds, and you know, I talk a lot about the sunshine because for me it's really important to my energy and my energy level, and I don't let the lack of sunshine stop me from moving forward and doing the things that I need to do. But I also know that I need that vitamin D, you know, from going out there in the sunshine and letting my body create, you know, the nutrients that it needs. Well, this has been a fantastic week. Will you believe it's January the 11th already? It's like, man, you know, we just were celebrating New Year's and the weeks just disappear. And it's funny for me, it's like Mondays are a weird situation. I mean, the show here on Monday mornings, and it just seems that Monday is this special day in my life that just wonderful things begin to happen. And it mentally, it's like its own little day. And then Tuesday through Sunday are, you know, they're normal. But the Monday, I guess that is just being here and on air and having this special time with you emotionally is a good thing for me. And there are days when I really don't feel like being on air, honestly. Just like, you know, it's Monday morning for those of you who work Monday through Friday and you just don't want to go. But I get this energy and I go into meditation and I say, okay, so what do you want me to talk about this week? What do you want me to share with my listeners? What is it that is important to them this week? And it didn't come for a while. It was like, okay, should I talk about this or should I talk about that? Inner kingdom, that inside of you, accessing that inner strength that you have and going in and asking the God within you to give you the answers that you need to become the best that you can be. You see, when I tell you that I go into meditation and ask the question to find out what it is that I really need to know, then, and the answers come, and many times I've talked here about how I get, you know, the answers kind of downloaded to me so that I know what to talk about. or where to go or what decision to make or who to talk to, or my intuition kicks in and I go to a certain place and meet certain people. All of that is actually accessing that inner kingdom that you have. It's like, you know, last week? Yes. And I decided to change the music on the show for just that one day. You know, I said, well, maybe I'll change the intro music and make it a lot more upbeat. And it, you know, I went in and it was basically go back to what you normally do, because, Beverly, you are the calm within the storm. You are the person that helps people learn how to relax, let go, let God be within their life. And many people have different names for God, right? And if you're new to the show, I refer to God as the creator of the universe, the creator. So whatever name emanates from inside you, then that's the one for you. So let's do what we do, all right? And so if you are driving, you know that you can listen to this, but you're not to close your eyes, you're not, you know, but it'll help you relax a little bit during your drive, because it can be a little bit nerve-wracking. But I want you to take a moment and just close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and out. Take another deep breath in and out. And let's just take a moment to recognize that there is a power and presence in the universe that always has been and always will be. This power and presence made everything that we see out of itself, and everything has it, including you and I. We recognize that we are made in its image, in the fact that we contain the energy created by it. This power and presence helps us lead our lives and move forward, and it gives us the tools that we need in order to make the decisions that we need to make good decisions, to say the right things at the right time, to meet the right people at the right time. It's just that some of us have no idea how to tap into that information. So take a deep breath in and out. Is there something that's bothering you today? Is there some decision that you need to make? Is there someone in your life that you are not sure should be in your life at this time? Is there someone that you want in your life, but you have no idea how to bring that person into your life? And I'm not just talking about a loved one or a significant other, but I'm talking about someone that may help you move forward in your career, someone that may help you with your business, or you, someone you want to contact. At this moment, I want you to imagine that person standing in front of you. Even if you don't know what they look like, you've never met them before, imagine that they are standing in front of you. What is it that you would like to say? Do you want an appointment with them? Do you want to be forgiven by them? What is it in your deep, deep inside you, within your heart, not your head, in your heart? Go to your heart. What is it that you feel at this time that you want to mentally say it? No, one or two sentences. All right. So now you've sent that information across the universe, in within and then without, across the zero-point field, out into the universe, and that energy from your thoughts will reach that person that you were talking to. Truly believe that this is true. As you have believed, let it be done to you. Ask for anything with it in my name, and it will be yours. Believe that you have already received. So believe that that person that you just spoke to got the message. And whether it is that you need to call them, or they call you, or they say something to you that you just imagine what it is that they would say to you. Just think about some words that you would like to hear them say. Don't tell anyone what those words are. Because what I want and what I know is as you believe and you believe that these words will be said back to you, the Creator will have them say those words, and you will know it is an answer to your request. Thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this life. Thank you for the gifts and the helpers that are within our lives. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It is done. It is so. I like that one today. I don't know about you, but it helped me. And I'm sure there is someone out there who needed that particular meditation today. I always know it was right there. And by the way, I never prescript the meditations. It is whatever it is. Because I go within. I access that inner kingdom that I know that is part of me. Remember, the scriptures say the kingdom of God is within you. So go within. Don't look without. Don't look outside of yourself. When you go into prayer and into meditation, go in and ask. And know that as you ask and as you go within yourself, you are accessing the Most High. Now, I talk about Ralph Waldo Trine, and from his book, The Mystical Life of Ours. And if you've never been on my website, commandingyourlife.com, there is like a pop-up that comes up, and it says, sign up and get this Mystical Life of Ours. And if you sign up, you can get a copy of it. So you go to commandingyourlife.com. And the pop-up says sign up for your free PDF, This Mystical Life of Ours, if you've never been there before. If you've been there and have signed up previously and you don't have This Mystical Life of Ours, send me an email at beverly@commandingyourlife.com. And in the subject line, I need you to put this in the subject line. If you don't remember at all, remember Ralph. Ralph Waldo Trine, T-R-I-N-E. Just put that in there, and I'll know that you want a copy of This Mystical Life of Ours. So I'm on chapter 17 this week. And the topic in there is called All Life from Within. Interesting. All life from within. And this, the Mystical Life of Ours is like a compilation of all of his writings and different sections of it. And this one in particular comes from Character Building Thought Power is the name of the book. And, you know, you can go to Amazon and find Ralph Waldo Trine and his works. He lived in the early part of the 20th century. But what he says here and is all life is from within out. Interesting. The springs of life are all from within. This being true, it would be well for us to give more time to the inner life than we are accustomed to. And he says, especially in the Western world, we know in the East, we're talking India and China and Japan and many other Eastern areas, meditation is very important. Here in the Western world, we concentrated on prayer, and we talked about praying in the morning and in the evening, but really thinking about going inside. And when I think about prayer, a lot of times I listen to people just beseech and beg. And begging, in my experience, now in yours, it may be something else. In my experience, begging does not work. It does not compute for me. When you go into meditation and you ask, you know, ask for anything. Ask for what you desire and believe that you've received it, right? Going within. So he goes on to say, there is nothing that will bring us such abundant returns. I like that word, abundant returns, as to take a little time in the quiet each day of our lives. We need this to get the kinks out of our minds and hints out of our lives. Have you ever met someone, and this is me talking now, have you ever met someone who just was so calm? I mean, so calm. When I was going to church over in Louisville, Texas, on a regular basis over there, to this particular church, there was a gentleman. And I would talk to him, and he was one of the elders, one of the shepherds. And he was always calm. His voice was always calm. It was soothing. And I would ask myself, how does he get there? Where? You know, I just wanted to know. I wanted that feeling. I wanted to be calm and relaxed. And in any storm, know that there is an answer. And when I learned to go within, I found out that was true. So going back to wealth, we need this to form better the higher ideals of life. We need this in order to see clearly in mind the things upon which we would concentrate and focus the thought forces. We need this in order to make continually anew and to keep our conscious connection, let me say this again, conscious connection with the infinite. All right, so that's quieting our lives each day. Taking some time to go within. Okay, continuing. We need this in order that the rush and hurry of our everyday life does not keep us away from the conscious realization of the fact that the spirit of infinite life and power that is back of all, working in and through all, the life of all, is the life of our life and the source of our power. So who is your benefactor? That's me talking. Who is your benefactor? Who is it that backs you and brings things into your life that you need when you ask? And continuing. And that outside of this, we have no life and we have no power. So I want to read that. Not the whole sentence, but go back to the spirit of infinite life and power that is back of all, working in and through all. The life of all is the life of our life and the source of our power. And that outside of this, we have no life and we have no power. To realize this fact fully and to live it consciously at all times is to find the kingdom of God, which is essentially an inner kingdom and can never be anything else. We know the scriptures say the kingdom of God is within you, And Ralph is telling us the same thing, and I'm telling you the same thing. It is within you, not outside, not on a mountain, not up in a sky, but inside of you. Christ told you that. The kingdom of the heavens is to be found only within. I'm reading from Ralph again. And is done once for all, and in a manner in which it cannot otherwise be done. When we come into the conscious, living realization of the fact that our real selves, that in our real selves, we are essentially one with the divine life, and we open ourselves continually so that this divine life can speak to and manifest through us. Okay. Divine life, your benefactor, the kingdom of God, the power that's working inside of you, that is part of you, and manifest through us. So we want to get into a position and a thought process where we are continually walking with our Creator. And that way, our consciousness and the consciousness of our Creator becomes a living reality in our lives. And the more that we have the belief of that, the more we bring that reality of who our benefactor is and how our benefactor works through us, how this power and presence of the Creator of God is in your life, that realization starts coming without. So as within, as your inner world is, so is your outer world. So there comes the question, right? What does it take to move a person from one point in their life to another? Whether it's a mediocre athlete to a superstar and from poverty to riches, it's going within and knowing that who you are and what you are and for what you want. And then using that power, that thought process and the ideas that come to you, the desires that come to you, instead of sitting back and say, oh, I can't do that. That can't happen. I can't. We are our own worst enemy because this power inside of us tells us what we need to do. But so many of us, including myself, do not do those things that are necessary day in and day out. When I did a review from Steve Harvey's barber, one of the things he talked about was Michael Jordan in his book. And the fact that he worked out many, many, many hours over his teammates. He perfected his skill. He did over and over and over again. And I want to think, if I remember correctly, it was like 3 hours before practice, he was on the court. Another athlete was running sprints up and down the bleachers. That took more strength, more time, more energy, but it built him up while his teammates were running sprints on the field, flat surface. A recording artist or a singer practices their scales. They practice their music. They're playing their piano day in and day out. They're practicing on their guitar or their saxophone or on the drums or on whatever. Because there's this drive inside. They go a step further. A person who wants to be in some profession that they truly love, they are working, they're studying, they're not just saying, oh, yeah, I don't need to do this. I can get by with this grade. No, they've got a burning desire inside. Inside. Did you hear that? A burning desire inside, not outside. That's the key. What is your burning desire? What is it that you want? Don't let anyone tell you. And you've heard this many times before. Don't let anyone tell you that it's not worth it. And you've been spending years trying to do this and you haven't made it yet. No. What is it you need to ask yourself? What is it that I am not doing? And you can go into prayer and meditation and ask, what is it that I need to do to become or do or meet or whatever it is you need to get whatever it is you want done? So at night, before you go to sleep, as you're laying there, the last thing before you go to sleep, I want you to take some deep breaths in, out, and relax your body. You're going to go into relaxation anyway. But as you're getting a little sleepy and you're relaxing, the last question that you think about before you drift off to sleep is whatever that is that you need an answer to. What will it take for me to realize whatever the increase is in your income? What will it take to get to ex-CEO so that I can tell them about my products and services? What will it take for me to get my song, my play, my book in front of the right people? Whatever it is, what will it take to help my husband, my wife, my boyfriend, my girlfriend, my child, too, and whatever it is? And fully, truly expect an answer. It may come in a dream. It may come through someone else. It may come, an idea may pop in your head, whatever it is. Expect an answer. And don't be impatient. It may take a few days. It may take a week or two. Expect an answer. Every night, ask that question until you get your answer. Concentrate and go within. Because those who are successful in life, they've gone within. They've asked the question, and then they do what it takes to get there. So it's not just laying on your laurels, not just sitting there and waiting for it to come to you. You are going out. I want to thank you so much for listening today. I want to invite you to find out who your benefactor is by going to 40days, DAYS.commandingyourlife.com, and do our 40 Days to Prosperity program. And you will learn who your benefactor is, and you will learn about going inside. So join me on the next episode.
Well, thank you for being here today. If you have any suggestions for the show or you know someone that I should interview, please contact me by emailing Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. That's Beverly@commandingyourlife.com. I'm also available via phone or online to assist you in making your life better. Don't forget, I have a free twice-monthly Commanding Your Life teleconference where you can ask questions and get answers. For more information on the teleconference, go to meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P, .commandingyourlife.com. And to receive a free Silver Ultramind ESP mini course valued at over $100, go to silverfox.silvacourses.com. That's silverfox.silva, S-I-L-V-A, courses.com. Click on the newsletter link on the left-hand side of the page and follow the directions. Join me on the next episode of Commanding Your Life. Matthew 9:29 says, "As you have believed, let it be done to you." And it is so.